Baby, I want to tell you what I got off to last night. I think you'd like to hear about the filthy fantasy that ran through my mind whilst my fingers worked my clit as I pumped my pussy with my favorite toy. I couldn't come from just rubbing my clit. I needed to feel full, to feel how you'd fill me up. I fantasized about the length of your cock opening me up, exploring my insides, working between the folds of my cunt, hurting me, because that's what I wanted. It's still what I want. I can't recount this fantasy without touching myself. I hope you don't mind if I just rub my pussy while I tell you what I want. And I really, really hope that you'll take your big, beautiful dick out for me and come with me. I want you to spill a hot, thick load just for me. Oh, my pussy's so wet. You see, I was out for a dinner, drinks. It was a late thing, around 9-ish we were going to go out, just as girls, just after work, and I'd have to stay late. I hadn't come in days, and I was a soaking, desperate little mess by the time I got home. Ran a bath, played with my greedy cunt while I bathed. I prefer coming once I'm out of the tub. So I dried off, poured a glass of wine, sat in my bed. Realised my lift would be there soon. So I made the executive decision to dress and masturbate at the same time. Lotions and perfume first, only I could still smell my cunt. Desperate. Greedy. The smell mingling with the smell of my perfume. I pulled on my panties. Lacy. Revealing. And a one-piece dress, low-cut my breasts, but supporting that I didn't really need a bra. I left my dress at my hips and played with my clit over my panties. I worked my hot little slit through my panties, and before long, I was fucking drenched. I needed a new pair, but I knew I'd hear the hoot of the horn outside in my place any moment. My ride'd be here. So I kept working my cunt, eventually pressing a couple of fingers inside myself, but I just couldn't find my G-spot without a toy. I needed a cock. I reached into my bedside table, pulled out a necklace and my toy, sliding it inside of myself while I crept onto my knees and crawled over to my wardrobe for my heels, my arse and cunt on display for anyone to see the fleshy toy poking out of my cunt. Each stride I made on my knees pressed the cold toy against my spot and pushed me closer and closer. I laid on the floor and dug my fake cock in and out of my cunt, my heels next to me, my panties to the side, skirt up over my hips, ploughing my cunt greedily. Honey needed to come. I moaned like a fucking whore and fucked myself, thinking of your hands around me, your weight over me, your cock shooting in and out of your pretty slut's tight cunt. And then the hooting started. I was a fucking mess. I hadn't come. Pulled my toy out, so annoyed, sucked my cunt juices off them. Pulled my panties back in place, my skirt down, heels on, and I smelt of sex and hot pussy. I walked downstairs and climbed into the car. I smelled like a bitch on heat, and that scent went with me all night. To the restaurant where I ran to the bathroom to rub my cunt while I had a chance, but I couldn't come without being full. And later at the bar, where I wanted to lift up my dress for any guy near me, spread my cunt lips and let him fuck his load so deep into me it would take days to leak out. I wanted to be fucked and bred and raped. Yes. Raped. I got quite tipsy, drinking a couple drinks too many, and before I knew it, I was a couple blocks from my house and I wanted to walk the rest of the way, catch the cool air, sober up a little. My friend dropped me off. It was a safe neighborhood, and when eventually I slipped into bed, I had the filthiest fantasy running through my head. You see, it starts where I'm leaving the bar, walking home. My ass, tightly encased in my dress, the scent of pussy and sex all over me. Attracting you. Making you want me. I walk. Oblivious to you trailing me, oblivious to the strong, handsome man just behind me, the pervert breathing in the smell of sex, intoxicated in his desire to fuck me. You don't see me. You smell me, and you see a little whore who needs to be fucked. Raped. Fuck. I neared my home, but I stopped, and I knew behind me, waiting for you to catch up. I slipped down an alleyway, and when you came around, you see me with my back to the wall. You don't say a thing. Grip me by the wrist, press your lips against mine, your tongue deep in my mouth. Whiskey. Tequila. Your taste. I push back against you and slap my hand at your face. I want you. Angry. I catch you, warm against your cheek, stubble making my hand sting, and I go again, but you grab my wrist this time and you force me down. Down onto my fucking knees. Now like a good whore, you said. As you press your crotch to my face. I can smell your hot, heavy cock through your pants. I inhale deeply and I feel my cunt clench and release over and over like, oh, fuck. Like Kegels, stretching myself in anticipation of what's to fucking come. And then my hands are free and my head is back against the brick wall. Your cock is deep in my mouth and you're thick, heavy. Your balls are full and press at my face. Your cock smells musky and masculine and I want to swallow your cock and balls at the same time. I'm gagging. The spit dripping onto my breast, my mascara running down my cheeks. A good, proper whore, as you keep telling me. And then you're choking me and I'm desperate to be fucked. You let me up for a breath and I beg, no, please don't do this. Even though I'm grinding my hips together, I want to be raped, not just fucked. Your cock is back in my throat and my cheeks go hot, you slap me. And then again, then I'm up again, facing the wall. Your mouth is at my neck, my shoulder, you lick me all over. Your hot breath makes me dizzy, smelling of sex, desire. Don't say a fucking word, you belt into my ear. You rip my panties aside, burn my thighs in the process, I can feel it now. I run my fingertips over the mark, the heat from it still, raised. I love running my fingers over it whilst I come to the memory. My dress is up near my belly button, my panties broken, and you're inside my gun. No, I grasped, but it's a lie. I fucking want it, and my cunt tells you so. It wasn't a sound, but for the wet smacking of your cock disappearing inside me. We come one for a second, and then you're out again, repeating over and over, and you don't say a thing, and you grunt over and over, and then I'm coming. Oh, fuck, I'm coming, and it stinks up on me, and I can't get my hands free. All I want to do is feel your balls and rub my clit, but I can't. And then your hands. Your hands are on my clit, and your balls are slamming into me, and the wet, sloppy sound of my cunt embarrasses me. But that only turns me on more after I come. I give up. I'm moaning, rape me, please. Rape your cheap whore. Make me your victim, please. I've needed it all fucking day. Grunting and pounding your cock into me, kissing my cheek as close to my mouth as you can get. I'm so filthy. I stick my tongue out and you take it into your mouth, raping me against the brick wall, milking your dick while you suck on my tongue. And we're breathless. And the only time you leave my tongue alone is to remind me what a good little rape slut I am, how you smelt me at the bar and how you could almost taste my sloppy wet cunt, how you knew I'd love this because it's what I fucking deserve. I come again. Just like I'm about to now, my cunt gets tighter and I know you're going to come. And I push you back out of me and I turn to face you. I pull. I pull up my dress, spread my legs open, lean against the wall, fuck me, and then come in my mouth. I taste your cum on my mouth as long as I can. And you're kissing me and fucking me and pounding me, and our tongues are together. Your balls are tight. Are they tight now, baby? Your balls tight for your hot little victim. Have you been pacing yourself for this moment? Just waiting and waiting until I let you explode. Show me what a fucking stud you are. Pound your perfect fucking dick. Milk it with my wet cunt. Your personal fleshlight. Use your cum dump. It's what I'm here for. You don't have to ask. Just take my... Ah. Ah. You don't ask, do you? You just take. Any little whore deserves it, huh? And then come on your cock. Gushing wetness all over your beautiful prick. And then it's time. And pull me out and shove me till my knees and my tongue is out, wet, coated in spit. Transfixed on the tip of your cock. Eyeing that perfect hole with your cum is going to shoot from when I look up at you and back at your cock. My pretty green eyes watering, ready for you. My fingers on my clit, rubbing. Feed me, please, please, please. I press my tongue underneath your cock. Come for me. Let me taste you, please, please. Stroke your thick fucking cock and come for me right now. Come with me, please. Please, fuck. Fuck, do it. I'm gonna make a fucking mess right now in bed, just like I did in that alleyway, spilling my cunt juices all over. Shoot it. Now. Fuck. 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 Oh. Fuck. 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 And we're breathing so heavily. Whimpering. You taste so fucking good. Oh, your ball's empty and I suck hard on your sensitive tip. Just the perfect amount of pleasure. The last drop of cum spilling into my mouth. I swallow like a good girl. And then I'm up again. And we're making out. Breathless. But I can't get enough of your mouth and your tongue. And then I come around. Pull my dress down. My breasts back in. And with one last kiss, I'm back on the pavement and upstairs into my house. You know I'll be waking up with a taste of cum on my tongue. Masturbating and pressing against all the bruises and marks you've left me with. I hope you'll be back to warn me not to say anything. Maybe in my bed this time.